Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our Powering Your Property Asia segment. Now, Hong Kong's retail market continued to struggle in a difficult season as the number of infection cases spiked since mid-July. And according to latest official statistics, retail sales value dropped by 24.8% year-on-year in June. Now, with the retail sector facing a turbulent time since the middle of last year, we speak to Martin Wong, Associate Director, Research and Consultancy, Greater China at Knight Frank, to find out what this means for Hong Kong's main shopping belt. Martin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi.
So first tell us, with, you know, the retail sector facing a turbulent time in Hong Kong, what's happening on Queen's Road Central, one of the prime shopping streets in the city?
In Hong Kong, because for the retail sector now, basically retailers are in survival mode. We're coming out of a series of events in the past 18 months, including the Sino-US trade war, social unrest, as well as COVID-19 in the recent months. And then focusing on Queen's Road Central, now we've seen about 14 vacant shops on the street, which is almost all-time high, a record. This has to be done with declining tourism numbers, because basically we've got no tourists coming in the past few months. We got the number from down from 35 million to 3.5 million just in the first half of the year. So that corresponds to a 30% decline in the rent on the retail shops there.
So what does this mean for the rental rates in the retail property sector within the area?
Now, we have seen some transactions going on. Originally, there were no transactions, and then these days, we've got some leasing transactions. But the rent has already down by 30 to 40% already compared to last year, especially for the shops already owned by the high-end luxury sectors. Now, the landscape is changing, and the new owners or new occupiers are actually those coming from different sectors, like this kind of shop and sports outlets.
As you said, it used to be dominated by luxury shops and flagship stores of first-tier international brands. But with shops closing one after another, including Gap, Adidas, Topshop, and Esprit, in the past couple of months due to the tough retail environment, how do you see the belt transforming going forward?
Going forward, we see, for example, if we talk about Pine Street, there will be a gradual transformation from all high-end shops to mid-price and more affordable retailers, because that's more to do with the changing in landscape of consumption pattern. Tourists, even we got tourists before, they come in to buy more big-price orders even before COVID-19. COVID-19 just accelerated this kind of transformation.
Okay, we're speaking with Martin Wong, Associate Director, Research and Consultancy, Greater China at Knight Frank. So Martin, tell us, which retail tenants have been most affected, which sectors, and how is the tenant mix evolving as a result?
We have seen the most affected retailers are those coming from the high-end luxury sectors like jewelries and branded handbags, because of the consumption pattern really changing in the past 1 to 2 years. So the COVID-19 kind of lit up this kind of trend. And then even with COVID-19 passed later, retailers are still not that optimistic that the consumption pattern will resume to what they've seen before. So that's the sector being the most impacted.
Martin, do you expect vacancy rates to continue to rise? I mean, you mentioned they're at a historic high now. How do you see things continuing? Do you expect this to continue going forward?
When we talk about the retail vacancy, firstly about the Thai Hong Kong, we've seen it rising quite quickly in the past few months, and then we expect it will be over 11% till the end of this year, which is versus 10.8% during the past years. So we expect time probably now would be even worse than what we have seen during the past years. And then when we talk about the core area in Pacific, like Queen's Road Central and Causeway Bay, we expect the vacancy would be even higher because of the tenant mix in that area. And it could be up to 15% by year end.
I see. And as a result of that, do you think rental rates are going to be reduced further? Could we see further cuts and reductions on the cards too?
I think there will be some kind of, just from now to the end of the year, for the retail rate, especially in the core areas where some of the retailers are struggling. And then some landlords have already been helping tenants. Some bigger landlords are trying to provide some tailor-made subsidy or assist to them to help them to pass through the struggle times. But after all, it's going back to the, I mean, optimism of the retailers. If they're not really optimistic about their business process, they will be making conservative decisions.
Is there any upside? Are there any bright spots in Hong Kong's retail sector?
There's some bright spots. Say, compared with the time when the COVID-19 first started, we have seen more retail leasing transactions going on these days. But those are not really, I mean, new tenants are not really those coming from the luxury sectors. They're more from the probably necessity shop or some from F&Bs. But F&Bs would be difficult as well these days because of the social distancing rule. So we hope that with the government relaxing the rule sometime, probably in the coming few weeks, the F&B sector would perform better.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for your time. It's been really interesting speaking with you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Martin Wong, Associate Director, Research and Consultancy Greater China at Knight Frank here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.